Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're looking at layoffs in gene therapy manufacturing, new technology trends in diabetes care, and research linking childhood COVID-19 to long-term cardiovascular risk. Catalent has announced plans to lay off 350 employees at its Baltimore gene therapy facility. The decision reflects ongoing restructuring efforts as the company seeks to streamline operations and reduce costs amid shifting demand in advanced therapies. While gene therapy remains a promising field, the layoffs highlight the financial and operational challenges facing CDMOs as they adapt to evolving pipelines and market dynamics. In other news, a recent study shows that the use of technology for glycemic control, including continuous glucose monitors and insulin pumps, has increased significantly among patients with type 1 diabetes. These tools have been linked to better blood sugar management and reduced complications, underscoring the growing role of digital health in chronic disease care. Wider adoption, however, still depends on equitable access and payer coverage, especially for younger patients and underserved communities. Lastly, researchers have found that children who experienced severe COVID-19 infections may face a heightened risk of cardiovascular problems in adulthood. The study points to potential long-term effects on heart health, raising the importance of continued monitoring for this population. These findings add to the broader discussion on the lasting impacts of COVID-19 and the need for preventive strategies as these children age, from workforce shifts in manufacturing to technology-enabled diabetes management and emerging long-term risks from childhood COVID-19, these stories illustrate the wide-ranging forces shaping the future of healthcare and pharma. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.